We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jed, thank you. Sports Daily on a Tuesday. Always good to get the insight from Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network. You can always catch it if you happen to miss any part of it on the rewind or wait for the podcast to come out, as it does pretty much immediately after the show each and every day. Mm-hmm. Go to kfhradio.com. Lots of way to listen to great sports talk all day long on your home for sports.
And if you have a right smart here. Speaker. Tell it to play KFH.
Yeah.
You can do it that way, too.
It's that simple, isn't it?
Yep. Man, when it rains, it pours in Lawrence, huh? And
dude,
this is
unreal.
This is, it's not weird, and it's not strange, and it's not totally unexpected when you hear his reasoning, but Puka Williams Jr., the reigning Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Week, has opted out of the rest of the season. Before we get to his story, let's bring it back to our State Farm pick, shall we? Because for those that actually put money down on West Virginia to cover 22.5, this would qualify as a bad beat. Because immediately after a 65-yard, 5-minute and 38-second touchdown drive by West Virginia to go up 28 points and to cover 22.5, Puka Williams Jr. returned the next kickoff for a touchdown. The extra
sure
point
did.
Made it 38-17 with 1:45 left in the game. There was nothing that Kansas had done to that point that led you to believe if Puka doesn't run it back, that KU just wouldn't run out the clock and take their 28-point loss. So don't bet, kids. Don't bet. That's a bad beat.
It is.
Anyway.
It is.
Getting back to Puka, who honestly didn't do a lot in the West Virginia game. He had 11 carries for, I think, 21 yards and 3 catches for 7 yards. And he largely has been rendered, what's the word, Bruce? Not as explosive as he was last year. I think that's safe to say.
I mean, he's the guy they take away, right?
Yeah, and he has been taken away.
I mean,
but
that's
he's opted out of the rest of the season for personal reasons. He took to Twitter and had a statement that he put out there saying in part, "Today I made the very difficult decision to opt out of the rest of the season to be closer to my mother and family in Louisiana." He cited his mom's health issues, which is totally commendable and understandable. He went out of his way to thank the coaching staff and Les Miles and everybody at KU football for their commitment and understanding. And he said, "I believe in the direction of Kansas football and what Coach Miles is building, Rock Chalk Jayhawk." And they had a little back and forth on Twitter with Coach Miles, bro-y love and, you know, kind of wishing each other well and the whole thing.
Sure.
I don't know what this means for the rest of his potential Jayhawk career, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's played his last game in Lawrence. It didn't sound like it was, and there was nothing above the surface that seemed like he's up to something. And I'm not saying that he is, but I'd be surprised if he played another game for KU. And that's as explosive a weapon as they have on that team right now, and now he's gone.
Yeah. Look, you always want someone to do right by his family. And those outwardly are the reasons that he's going. And you certainly can do nothing but appreciate what Puka Williams has done. He had a rough beginning, obviously, at KU. I mean, let's not just throw that under the rug. He had a rough beginning, but seemed to have overcome that. And by most accounts, has been nothing but a good teammate. It's just the appearance of it and the timing and just kind of where this program is right now. It just throws shade on a program that's playing in the shadows already, right? So I don't know. I'm just not sure what it's going to take for Kansas to get things turned around. And do we feel like they're closer now than they were this time even a year ago?
You couldn't.
I don't know.
Couldn't possibly.
I don't know. I don't know how you could think that.
Now the shining, the light at the end of the tunnel is their freshman quarterback that's missed the last two games. It's not even healthy enough to play. And
you're counting on a recruiting class that on paper anyway – appears to be good. You've already lost one of those youngsters. So I don't know. It hit me with a little of a, oh God, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm. And look, we're not, and I know you're not, and I certainly am not blaming Puka Williams or bailing on the program. You got to do what's best for you.
Sure.
And if his mom is battling health issues, then Godspeed. Absolutely. It's not on Puka Williams.
No question.
But
right.
He was, when you get down to the nuts and bolts of football, he was their guy. Over 1,000 yards rushing last 2 years. And preseason first team all Big 12 this year. That's that's how much he's got
right
in the tank that he is that he will not be providing for the rest of the season. So, man, just when you think it couldn't go any further south for KU, one of their big guns is now gone because of the health of his mom. Okay. Also, last night, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman went from Tampa to Buffalo because the game was on Fox. So they pulled kind of double duty, back-to-backers. And that is the second of potentially 8 games in 8 days for Joe Buck. Joe Buck is polarizing. That's no surprise. Every fan base seems to think that Joe Buck hates their team, and he has a lot of fun with it on Twitter. I think it was, and if it's not still anymore, it used to be in his Twitter bio that I hate your team. His Twitter handle would say that. And he takes a lot of guff from pretty much everybody. But the one thing you can't take away from him is his willingness to work in COVID-19 era. Bucks Packers on Sunday. Chiefs Bills game last night. World Series game 1 tonight. That's in Texas, right? Isn't that in Arlington?
Right.
I think. Okay.
Yep.
So
yes,
he's going World Series tonight, World Series tomorrow night, Philadelphia on Thursday for Thursday night football, Giants-Eagles. Friday, back to Texas for games that night and Saturday in the World Series. That would be 7 games in 7 days if nothing else happens. And there's no guarantee of that because of COVID. But Joe Buck is scheduled to work 7 days in a row in 4 different cities in a week. pretty impressive.
Give credit where it's due.
Pretty impressive.
Even, and by the way, and by the way, here's the thing, and you'll, I know you'll appreciate this because you put headsets on. He's seamless.
Yeah.
From one day to the next. And yes, I'm sure that he's jetting, he's on a private jet, and they're getting him from place to place.
No doubt.
With
no doubt.
Minimal inconvenience, but it's still inconvenience. It's tough, but it's what he does. Mm-hmm. But the seamless nature going from baseball to football and back is nothing but just all due respect. Just totally tip your hat to the guy.
You know what would be a real bitch, and you and I know this, and I don't know if this is interesting to the listeners, but I'll throw it out there anyway. The thing he has going for him is it's TV. Can you imagine if he was in four different cities and two different sports and he was on the radio?
Yeah.
Because the play-by-play guy is the star on the radio. The analysts are the stars on TV. And he's got a myriad of people helping him, spotters and researchers and, you know, helping him with prep and stuff like that. But anyway, say what you want about Joe Buck, he at least works. And he's going to be on a whirlwind tour, and he's in the middle of it right now. We didn't talk about this at all, but that, whatever you want to call it, last night at AT&T Stadium may have, follow the logic here, may have turned the tables, at least for just one game, back in the favor of a guy that had a compound fracture of his ankle.
Yeah.
And that's Dak Prescott. Ezekiel Elliott is in a bad way right now as far as fumbling. Andy Dalton dropped back 54 times, and that equaled a grand total of 10 Cowboys points. Did Jerry Jones, when this happened, when the injury happened, you start to think, hey, look, the Jones family has a business decision to make 6 months from now or whatever when it comes to paying Dak and extending him long-term or not, putting him back on the franchise tag. And I know this is just one game, but you want to turn this franchise over to Andy Dalton or some other retread-type quarterback? Because that's what it looked like last night.
Well, I think we got the answer last night, didn't we?
Just for one game, we got a snapshot of it. And you talk about not knowing what you got until it's gone. And I get it. It's only 60 minutes. But that was ugly. The Cardinals only completed 9 passes and scored 38 points.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals were somewhat ripe for the picking. Where did their defensive effort come from? Did it come from just having the big redhead quarterbacking?
I don't know.
I mean, did that immediately make them better defensively?
I don't know.
I mean,
4 turnovers?
If Kyler Murray gets to a point where he's hitting a high percentage of his passes, that offense will be so lethal. His problem right now is
he only completed 2 passes to Hopkins.
Right? Yes. Sure did.
They're no joke. And they made the Cowboys like it last night on Monday Night Football.
Sure did.
All right, let's turn the page and go to OTD on this day, courtesy of Superior Rents, your rental equipment headquarters. It's 10:42, and this is Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.